An independent news website in Iran is quoting Iranian officials as saying that the country's preparing to retaliate against the West after the assassination of a top Iranian nuclear expert in a bombing this week. Thousands of people gathered in Tehran for his funeral today, some of them chanting "Death to America," others chanting "Death to Israel." Secretary of State Hillary Clinton denies any involvement in the assassination, while Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the U.S. might have some idea of who is involved. Joining us to talk about this is Vali Nasser. He's a professor of international politics at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. He also served as senior advisor to former U.S. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke. And Vali Nasser, Iran's supreme leader is saying that they need to punish those responsible for this assassination. How serious would you say is this threat of retaliation from Iran?
It is quite serious because the Iranian government is under some pressure before its own public to show that foreign powers cannot carry out acts of assassination on its territory with impunity and at free will. And I think Iran would like to send a signal to whoever is doing this not to carry out any further such attacks.
And if there was retaliation, what do you think it would look like?
Well, in the past, Iran has resorted to acts of terror, for instance, the attacks in the 1990s in Argentina, or has taken attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq. Today, the Iranians announced that, at least in one of their newspapers, that the attacks would be outside the region, and one could assume that means some form of an attack either on an American or an Israeli target outside of the Middle East.
Now, this is at least the fifth Iranian nuclear expert who's been assassinated. And there have been, you know, suspicions about the West before, particularly Israel and the United States. And of course, this is a tense time because of all the discussions about Iran's nuclear program. But there are some who have wondered if some of these experts may have been assassinated by the Iranian government because they were suspected to be sympathizing with the West.
I don't believe that. I think if they wanted to eliminate anybody, they would do it quietly, because every time you have a bombing like this happen, it is an embarrassment to the Iranian government because it means that it cannot protect its borders. It's a blow to the morale of the new people who work in the nuclear program, and it's a blow to the morale of people who work in the security services or the Revolutionary Guards.
Now, there's also a lot of tension between the United States and Iran right now. The Obama administration is warning Iran that closing the Strait of Hormuz would be crossing a line. About a fifth of the world's oil passes through that waterway. Iran's threatening to block it. There's all kinds of discussions going on there. Does this affect the way people are perceiving this attack, this assassination?
It does add to the tension, and it does add to the sense of siege that the Iranians are feeling. There is a great deal of fear in Iran that the country is heading for war. And in that kind of an environment, an attack like this is added pressure. It's more of an indication that the two countries are heading for some form of a conflict. So in some ways, the Iranians would feel that it's better to get to nuclear capability and to negotiate on the other side of the mushroom cloud rather than try to lift the sanctions through negotiations. So the Iranians are likely to dig in their heels. The United States is likely to keep adding pressure. And at some point, there is a chance that the whole sort of fragile situation will break.
And what do you think this increased tension means for Amir Hekmati? He's the American Marine who was recently sentenced to death in Iran on the charge of spying for the U.S. I mean, the U.S. obviously denies that. His family says he was visiting his grandmother there. Does this tension affect that dispute as well?
Yes, very directly, largely because it's a way for Iran to, again, put pressure on the United States. So I think the Iranians are following a very calculated strategy of trying to undermine the narrative around sanctions being a useful and effective tool against Iran.
Vali Nasser is professor of international politics at the Fletcher School and a fellow at the Brookings Institution. He was also senior advisor to U.S. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke on Pakistan and Afghanistan. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.